This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Joy 94.9 with Leo and Jono on your Tuesday Drive Show, and we have gate-crashed the offices here at Sony Music. Okay. We've taken a sledgehammer and beaten down the doors because there is a lovely girl group here, Leo, that we are very excited to see.
Welcome for the first time on Joy 94.9 Fifth Harmony.
Yeah!
Hi, welcome to Melbourne, first of all, girls.
Thank you.
Are you enjoying our wonderful city?
We love it.
I had Nando's last night.
Now, before you got to Australia, what were some of your first impressions, or what did you expect before you got here?
Well, I thought, when we went to the zoo, at first I thought, the koalas were going to be a little bigger, but they're actually not that big. Not as big as I thought, so I guess it's something that I was expecting to be different, but they're just way more adorable in person.
I feel like my expectations were on point. Like, the people, the view of this place. We were in Sydney, and I got to see, like, the beach area, and it's everything I expected, so it was really beautiful.
I admit, Australia exceeded my expectations. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that I was going to fall in love with it as much as I ended up falling in love with it. I thought it was going to be cool, but I didn't think that I would see as much of a difference in just the lifestyle and the energy. It's so chill here. The people are so chill.
Laid back.
And the food is so good. I didn't expect for the food to be that good.
I was going to say, because the food in Melbourne is amazing.
It's really
so good. Yeah, isn't that kind of so like your thing here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The restaurants, the wines.
Yeah. Now, so girls, it must be a bit of a massive ride at the moment. Traveling the world, promoting the new album, and performing, and all sort of all these places. Now, you've got some of your family with you, but as a group, how do you support each other and cope with all this sort of the traveling and this newfound fame?
Yeah, I think it's just really important every time that you kind of sense someone is feeling a certain sort of way to either, you kind of have to assess whether they need space or whether they need someone there for them. And I think it's really important for us to be there for each other whenever necessary, because this can get very, very lonely very, very quickly. And also, there's so many different angles coming at you, like you have press and you have, you know, the internet, and you have to work, and then you have to, you know, be ready to perform, and you have to be in front of a camera, and there's like so many different things going on, and it can be very overwhelming. So just the breathing and like having each other there to help you take that moment to breathe and be like, yo, it's okay, you can breathe, just we're here for you no matter what you need.
Really, your fans are amazing. I was watching a clip on YouTube, and there's all these lovely fans at the airport in Sydney waiting for you.
Yeah.
How incredible is that? And because you're a new group and having these amazing fans, that must be so cool so early on in your careers.
Yeah, it was awesome to touch down and then come out and
walk out
and see 200 people when we only expected 40 people. It's just crazy to see how we reach out to different parts of the world, because being in America, we kind of almost forget that we have fans.
And the weird thing is, because you guys come from X Factor in the States, we never got that version here. So you're coming here as artists.
That's crazy.
So that's cool.
That's actually refreshing.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, so no one got X Factor America here. We got it in New Zealand, where I come from.
Yeah.
But in Australia, you are here as a group. There's no expectations.
That's really cool.
That's really nice.
Hey, let's talk about the single Sledgehammer. We love it, and we've been playing it for weeks.
The wind machines. I love the wind machines.
Amazing.
What were your first impressions when you were first given the song? Because, I mean, it's a great pop tune.
Megan tried to co-write it, right?
Yeah, she wrote it.
It's really funny. When we first heard Sledgehammer, I mean, we thought it was a cool song, but I don't think we ever thought that it was going to be a single, much less for to be doing as well as it's doing now. Then, you know, the more we started performing it, the more we started singing it, we kind of like started really, really liking it. And now it's like one of my favorite songs, not to sound super lame / conceited, but I really, really like it now. So
we added the song weeks ago on Joy. We love it straight away. So we love the song.
Thank you.
Let's play the single. This is Fifth Harmony, Sledgehammer. The girls next on Joy.
Yeah. Yeah. If you take my heart, beat now, you would feel just like a sledgehammer. If you could fill my heart, beat now, you would eat you like a sledgehammer. Oh, you take it over to the end of the day. You just don't let
You're listening to Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. We are here at Sony Music with the lovely girls from Fifth Harmony. You girls have got five voices, obviously, which you have to blend together. When you're recording the album, who decides who sings what parts? I mean, do you try out different things in the studio? Is one of you better at the high notes or the low notes? How do you do it?
Well, usually, like, as far as the final recording product, we don't have much say in. You know, we can't really predict that. It's kind of like whatever the producer wants. But as far as, like, yeah, parts-wise. But as far as, you know, like, doing covers and stuff or harmonies, we know, like, okay, one girl is, you know, sound really great on high harmonies, one's low, one's great at melody. So, yeah, we kind of know each other's voices and know.
Talking of high notes, on the album, there is a track called Like Mariah.
Yeah!
And I love Mariah Carey. I think she's amazing.
Who doesn't?
And I know. And on the track, it samples her hit Always Be My Baby, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, how has she influenced you girls?
Oh my
goodness.
Yeah?
I feel like Mariah really influenced me personally with music in general, just because I grew up listening to her. That's literally all
I grew up
listening to and singing. When You Believe,
Fantasy,
Shake It Off,
Hero.
And I feel like she's kind of paved the way and opened the gates for a lot of people.
Strong woman.
Yeah, she's paid her dues.
I used to sing all her covers. I used to have so many covers of her growing up, and one of my grandpa's favorite song for me to sing to him was Hero. I sing that every event, and the fact that she noticed that she knows that we exist and tweeted about us on Twitter, and it's amazing how this all happened. So thanks to Mariah for liking our song.
Be honest, who here has practiced the high notes? And
Let's go.
Like,
except for the one in our
song. Obviously, being pop stars gives you a voice, and people are following and listening to what you do and what you say. Now, you're using that as part of your sort of celebrity status, if you like, to support charities and organisations, especially to do with empowering youth empowerment. Now, why are these sort of things important to you?
I think youth empowerment is a huge thing because, I mean, the youth is the next generation. They're the ones that are paving, they're having their way paved by, you know, the previous generation. So it's I feel like it's kind of our responsibility to make them feel empowered and know that their voices are heard. Because I feel like a lot of the time, you know, younger kids are kind of silenced. And it's like they don't really have anything to say. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, we're 17, 18, you're 21
year olds.
Yeah,
I mean, you're youth
young.
Yourself.
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
You're making us feel old. So do you see yourself perhaps as role models for the position that you're in?
Well,
I think definitely to an extent, for sure. I think we really want to just, you know, use this platform to help and encourage and motivate our fans, especially, you know, to let them know that they really do have a voice, no matter what their age. They can make a difference.
Yeah.
Let's do some quick fire questions. Ali, which
one's
your name?
Hi!
Ali, darling. Now, what's your favourite country you've been to so far?
Ooh, Australia! Hey!
And
Normani.
That's our ship name, Normani.
Oh, I love it. That's gorgeous.
Thanks.
What a stuff, darling.
Thank you. Yeah. Like yourself.
What's the best thing a fan's given you?
I think the best thing a fan's given me was a key necklace, and it kind of represented something to her at the same time it represented something to me, because I always used to wear keys, and I always said that it was kind of like, I'm the only one that holds the key to my success, and then for her, it was the key to her happiness, because she went through a lot of self-harm,
lovely.
So that's kind of like our connection.
That's
and
beautiful.
You just
beautiful.
Keep hold of that. That's really special.
Yeah.
Lauren, what's the best advice a family member has given you since becoming a pop star?
I think my grandma, she, one second.
Okay, sorry.
She just recently passed away.
Oh,
so
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it's fine.
My dad passed away a couple of years ago as well. It's hard.
It's hard, yeah.
You have those
moments.
The moments where
it's like all of a sudden.
Yeah, thank you. She just told me, you know, to just always stay grounded and to keep, you know, who you are as a person close to yourself, because this industry is crazy and these people can get crazy and you can get caught up in it really quickly. Sorry.
It's okay.
Good answer. We like that.
Camelia?
Hi.
Hi, darling. Now, what's your backstage diva demand?
My backstage...
your backstage rider. What's on your mind?
I always request almond milk.
Ritz, right?
That's almond milk, Ritz crackers, hummus.
Hummus.
Okay. Sometimes some crusty stuff.
Sometimes chargers. Like
okay.
Chargers.
Pizza.
Of course.
Did you usually pizza. Doesn't happen, I'd stand up.
Now finally, Dana. Which member of the group would be best at using a sledgehammer?
Herself?
You.
Yeah.
Probably Dana. You. One of
them. Yeah, probably myself. Probably myself or Mani or Lauren.
Yeah, I don't have very much upper body strength, though. I think
really?
You guys beat me in the upper body strength.
Our special guest this afternoon, Fifth Harmony. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, girls.
Yeah.
It's been great having you on Joy, Australia's only Gaines Being Radio Station.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.